Little Acorns presents an unabridged recording of The Great Safari Rescue, written by Emma Beswetherick and read by Rosie Ackerman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Little Acorns.
Chapter 1 Thunder, please keep still, Katie begged, as she wrestled a large, fidgety cat onto her lap. Only a few more drops, then your eye will be as good as new. She spoke calmly, holding his eyelid open with her left hand while squeezing in the drops with her right. As soon as the liquid touched his eye, his claws dug into her legs, and he launched himself onto the floor.
Oh, you only make it harder for yourself, you know, Katie said, as Thunder glared at her from the corner of her bedroom.
Thunder was Katie's one-eyed rescue cat and absolute best friend in the world, apart from Cassandra and Zia. For the past 2 weeks, he'd had an eye infection in his working eye, but the vet had said he was finally on the mend. Thunder hated going to the vet, but Katie loved it. Vet Akuji had some incredible stories from his time working with the big five safari animals. Lions, leopards, elephants, rhinos and buffaloes. Wow! Treating dogs and cats looked like fun, but working with wild animals in the African savannah? That sounded unbelievably cool. Katie was just putting Thunder's eye drops back in the fridge when the doorbell rang.
I'll get it, Katie called.
Not if I get there first, her dad teased.
Katie slammed the fridge door shut and sprinted past him on the landing. Her friends had arrived for a playdate, along with Cassandra's cousin, Luca. Katie was excited to see Luca, but she was a bit worried that having him there might change how they played today. More than anything, she just hoped the magic of the Playdate Adventure Club would still work. She ran down the stairs from their upper floor flat, then swung open the front door with a wide smile.
Hi, Cassie! Hi, Zia! Hi, Luca!
Her two best friends were standing on the doorstep, beaming right at her. But Luca hovered behind his cousin, looking a bit lost.
Good to see you all, said Katie's dad,
appearing behind her in the narrow hallway.
Come on up!
Cassandra and Zia waved goodbye to Cassandra's mum, then hurried inside, flinging off their shoes and coats before dashing upstairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?